The Three Stonemasons, Part 1, by Aileen Breck, Copyright 2012. The Lord of the Land calls in his High Steward and commands, High Steward, build me 3 towers for a cathedral in 2 years. I give you 500 gold pieces to complete this task. How does the High Steward start? First he meets the Master Stonemason that always wears the color red. Master Mason who always wears red, can you build me a tower in 1 year? The Master Mason who always wears red answers, Yes, I can, High Steward, and this is my plan. To build such a tower, I will require from each of my serfs 100 rocks per day. For each of my serfs that give me 100 rocks a day, I will give him each 1 loaf of bread. For each of my serfs that bring more than 100 rocks a day, I will give him an extra piece of bread. For those serfs who bring me less than 100 rocks a day, I will give them 1 less piece of bread from their loaf. I will need 100 pieces of gold to be able to make my plan work. So the High Steward gives the Master Mason who always wears red 100 pieces of gold and goes on his way. Next, the High Steward meets with a second Master Stonemason who always wears the color green. Master Mason who always wears green, can you build me a tower in 1 year? The Master Mason who always wears green answers, High Steward, the only way that I can build a tower in 1 year is if I can have 100 pieces of gold to hire another Master Stonemason, so together we can combine our crews of workers. The High Steward agrees, and gives the Master Mason who always wears green 100 pieces of gold, and goes on his way. Finally, the High Steward meets with a third Master Stonemason who always wears the color blue. Master Mason, who always wears blue, can you build me a tower in 1 year? The Master Mason who always wears blue answers, High Steward, there is only way that myself and my team of apprentices know how to build a tower in 1 year. To do so, we must create a new machine that will allow us to meet your schedule. But High Steward, there are 2 things that I require from my team of apprentices so we can build you the tower in 1 year. These 2 things are 100 pieces of gold, and your assurance that the Lord of the Land will not cut off our heads during the first 3 months of the year when we are building the machine that will erect the tower. As the Lord of the Land rides around, he will see that we have not laid a single stone in those first 3 months. We must have your assurance that he will not cut off our heads in the first 3 months, so we can build the tower in the remaining 9 months. The High Steward is surprised by the plan, but agrees, and provides a Master Mason who always wears blue with 100 pieces of gold. After a year, what does the High Steward see? He sees the Master Mason who always wears red standing on a tower that is 1/4 of the way built. In the Master's red pocket, there are 50 pieces of gold. The serfs are nowhere in sight. He sees 2 Master Masons, who always wear green, standing on a tower that is halfway built. In the green pocket of one Master Mason is 30 pieces of gold, and the other Mason's green pocket is 10 pieces of gold. The 2 crews of workers are below, looking at their feet. He sees the Master Mason who always wears blue on top of a tower that is fully completed and beautifully crafted. In the Master's blue pocket is 5 pieces of gold. In the team of his apprentices' blue pockets, there are 25 pieces of gold in total. The team of apprentices is standing on the tower with the master. What does the High Steward do? The Master Mason who always wears blue and his team of apprentices created the tower in only 1 year. The High Steward knows his lord wants the towers for the cathedral completed in 2 years. The High Steward gives the Master Mason, who always wears blue, 25 pieces of gold as reward for completing the task on budget in the required time. The High Steward then speaks to the Master Mason, who always wears blue. Master Mason, who always wears blue, can you finish these other 2 towers, one that is only 1/4 completed and the other that is only 1/2 completed, in the 1 year remaining that I have left to meet my lord's requirement? For this, I will give you 125 gold pieces to complete the task. The Master Mason, who always wears blue, consults his team, and they agree with him. They can complete the other 2 towers in 1 year, and at the cost of no more than 125 pieces of gold. The 3 Masons questions. Why did the Master Mason who always wears red fail? Why did his plan not work? Why did the Master Mason who always wears green fail? Even though he doubled the size of his worker team and added another Master Stonemason. Why did the Master Mason who always wears blue and his team of apprentices succeed? Why did they win the prize of completing the entire cathedral? How did the Master Mason who always wears blue distribute the 25 gold pieces amongst the team of apprentices? And lastly, since the High Steward paid, 100 gold pieces to the master mason who always wears red, 100 gold pieces to the master mason who always wears green, 100 gold pieces to the master mason who always wears blue, 25 gold pieces extra to the master mason who always wears blue for completing his task successfully, 125 gold pieces in addition to the master mason who always wears blue to complete the other two unfinished towers, 450 gold pieces in total when the lord of the land gave him 500, what does the high steward do with the remaining 50 pieces of gold?